节目开始之前呢，先说一个小福利。每周三我们都会给粉丝免费送纸质版的英文原版书、英文原版杂志和早安周边。微信搜索早安英文，私信回复抽奖两个字，就可以参与我们的抽奖福利啦。
嗯，这些奖品都是我们的老师为大家精心挑选的，是非常适合学习英语的材料，而且你花钱也很难买到。坚持读完一本原版书、杂志或用好我们的周边，你的英语水平一定会再上一个台阶的。快去公众号抽奖吧，祝大家好运。
Hey Summer, have you ever heard of the name 金明？
金明？ Oh yeah, her name sounds familiar.Is she the famous Chinese child star of the 1990s?
对，其实如果你是90后啊，00后，可能不一定听过她的名字，但是在70年和80年那一代，相信你一定在电视上见过她。
对，我记得金明是当时风头无两的顶流女演员啊。
She acted in several television adaptations of Taiwanese romance novelist 琼瑶's works.
而且尤其是琼瑶阿姨啊，格外偏爱她，一手将她捧红，把她塑造成了琼瑶剧御用的童年女主角。
Right, her famous work is 婉君. She presented excellent acting skills at a young age of 9. 像我妈妈经常就说，啊，这个婉君长得好可爱呀，脸圆嘟嘟的，她可能希望我小时候跟她长得一模一样的可爱吧。
But I'm sure you were also sweet, cute and chubby when you were young.
Sweet 不一定 ,chubby 倒是真的。那 chubby 这个词呢，其实就是经常用来形容小孩 ,fat in a pleasant and attractive way.
Right, 那这种就不是 fat, 而其实是说非常可爱的胖乎乎的。
对，那我们刚刚还讲到啊，金明他的演技非常好，相信知道他的人呢都被他的哭戏给感动过。
Yeah, it's hard to forget the way her eyes misted over in the scene,When little Wan Jun was forced to become the bride and leave her grandma.
是的，小婉君和外婆分开的那一幕啊，深深地刺痛了荧幕前无数观众的心。那 mist over, mist 做名词呢，可以表示薄雾，但是在这里做动词，表示的是眼含泪水，泪眼朦胧的那种状态。If your eyes mist or something mists them, they fill with tears.
Exactly. She's so good at performing.That's the reason why the audience can relate to her acting so deeply.
没错，但是当时在火遍全国的时候呢，她却做了一个非常惊人的决定。She decided to quit acting at the peak of her career.
Yeah, 当时啊，金明就是退圈了。那她后面都经历了什么呢？ Let's find out in today's podcast.
那其实像金明这样突然退圈的童星呢，并不少。Working regularly as an actor might seem great,But some child stars choose to leave acting behind after starring in just one TV show.
Yeah, 因为演戏啊并不是一件简单的工作。像这些童星呢，他们很小开始就工作，就更是如此了。And with that instant success, sometimes comes with the realization that show business isn't an industry they want to stay in forever.
没错，小时候呢，刚开始演戏嘛，有可能是被星探发掘了，也有可能是父母觉得合适。但是小朋友们自己选择的其实非常少，所以等更成熟一点啊，有自己的想法，他们想从事其他的事业是非常正常的事情。
Right, like 金明, she said that growing up, she had only two things in her childhood, either acting or studying. She then quit acting because she wanted to focus on studying.
是的，当时呢，她决定退圈，主要是想专心学业。但是呢，之后呢，她又跟大部分人做出了可能不一样的选择。She could have been recommended for admission to some art schools, but she turned down the offer without hesitation.
Yeah, recommend somebody for admission. 这个短语啊，意思就是说保送。所以是说当时呢，她其实是有保送到很多艺术学校的名额，但是她完全没有犹豫，就拒绝了他们。Instead, she applied for the School of International Studies at Peking University.
对，她当时真的是一心要报考北大学习国际关系。It was only a fat chance for her, but she's determined to throw herself in it because she wanted to push her limits and learn more things.
Yeah, and she managed to do it. 最后啊，她成功地考上了北大，真的还是很了不起啊。然后我们刚刚讲到这个短语啊 ,a fat chance, 它不是按字面意思理解为机会很肥，机会很大，其实是说呢，这个希望非常渺茫，她呢很难上北大。
Yeah, the term is used ironically. 它的意思呢其实是跟字面意思完全相反的。那之后很多年有人问他当初为什么要去北大，金明的回答就是 She would probably never have the opportunity again if she missed this one.
嗯，如果错过这次机会，可能以后就再也不会有了。
对，像他的这种心态啊，其实也让我想起到英文中很有名的一个句子 Shoot for the moon, even if you miss, you'll land among the stars.
嗯，这句话很美呀、啊。定向呢如奔向月亮的远大志向，纵使不能到达，你也可能会跻身于繁星之中。
Exactly， 金明呢其实也是这样的。
哎，那讲到这里啊，肯定很多听众都很好奇，那金明考上北大之后呢，他又从事了什么职业？
Well, she returned to acting after completing her studies, appearing in a few TV seriesand taking on some hosting gigs before setting up a children's theater group.
嗯，所以首先他还是重新回归了演艺圈，出演了几部电视剧，也试着当了主持人， take on hosting gigs, 就是表示接一些主持工作的机会。但他做这些事情啊，其实没有什么热度，
对，
甚至被很多人都贴上标签，就是 a has-been actress.
Has been 在这里是一个连词符连起来的，表示过气的，风光不再的。So a person who is no longer as famous, successful, or important as they used to be.
Yeah, so she's considered by some as a has-been actress who's now over the hill.
对，像刚刚还用到了一个短语就是 over the hill.
Yeah.
从字面意思来看啊，这个短语就是翻过山坡。那翻过山坡不是就是要走下坡路了吗？所以用来形容人的时候呢，就是指他已经过了鼎盛时期，开始慢慢的往下走了。
是的。像有一次啊，他上了回热搜，结果却是媒体啊大肆报道他现身机场的时候没有粉丝接机，没有人送花。
嗯，像这样的批评其实还有很多。Some say she ruined her promising future and that she became ugly after growing up. And others wonder why she still continued acting after going to Peking University.
但是啊，面对这些质疑呢，金明都只是一笑而过。She doesn't think fame is important. For her, wealth, beauty, and fame are all transient. When those are gone, little is left except the need to be useful.
对她来说，财富啊、美貌啊，又或是她的名誉，都不过是暂时的，转瞬即逝的。It's transient, continuing only for a short time. 那当这些都没有的时候，对他来说，留下的就只有对他有用的事情了。
Such as her knowledge.
Yeah.
Yeah. 他曾经说过啊，我学过的所有知识对我来说都是有用的。我那几年的时间留给我今后的财富啊，远远比当时那几年去拍戏要多。
Yeah. Her attitude is really inspiring. 而且现在他还成立了自己的文化传媒公司。和儿童艺术剧院签约，专注培养儿童戏剧人才。
Right. In fact, she's quite satisfied with her status quo. She enjoys what she's doing right now, and she has no regrets.
嗯，我觉得这样就很好啊。她没有长成大家希望的样子，但是呢，她却活成了自己喜欢的样子。This is also a kind of success.
没错。
最后再提醒大家一下，节目的所有内容我们都给大家整理好了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复笔记两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。